Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The real health emergency is over vaccination. I believe that's true. Dr. Peter Navarro is actually saying that. And the vaccine passports are truly communism. That's what it's all about, is making the Western world live under communism under the disguise of public health. Your rights are not supposed to be given up because of public health, just so you know. That's never been done in the history of the world. You don't imprison people or take all the rights away. I mean, all these people that have been scared of COVID-19 because of the propaganda lying media. If you are scared of COVID-19, here's the solution. Isolate yourself in your house and never come out again and leave me the heck alone. That's the solution. And leave all the audience that watches these videos alone. You people who are scared and think that people's rights should be taken away like mine, my rights should be taken away because I'm not a slave to the state and you are, you want to be a slave to the state, fine. But here's the solution. If you're afraid, I'm not coming to your house and dragging you out and saying, you got to go to the store and you got to go grocery shopping and you got to go out to public meetings and you got to go to church. I'm not coming to your house and doing that, but you come to my house and say, you got to stay locked down. You can't go to church. You can't go anywhere. How dare you not get vaccinated? How dare you not be a slave to the state? You are a communist. You communists should stay home and lock yourself in. It's on you if you're too afraid to live life. If you think there's a big boogeyman vaccine that's going to kill you, and if you have pre-existing conditions, take responsibility for yourself and stay home. And leave me alone, because I'm not afraid. It's just like saying, if someone's afraid they're going to die in a car accident, which you're much more likely to die in a car accident by getting in your car than you are of COVID-19, it's not even close. So if you're afraid of dying in a car accident, how about this? Don't get in a car and don't drive around. But yet you still do, because you're actually not afraid to die in a car accident. But I'm just saying, the solution isn't, well, I'm afraid of dying in a car accident, so no one should be allowed to drive. They might kill somebody out there. Someone could die in a car accident. So let's take everybody's rights away for public health, of everyone's safety. Look how many people die in car accidents a year. So for public health, let's be communists and say, people can't drive because I'm scared. I'm scared of driving, and I'm so terrified. Nobody should be allowed to drive. That's what you are, you vaccine passport people. You are that exact person. And you need to wake up to it and either move to China or go to a communist country of your choosing, because you are a communist, or change and realize, oh my gosh, I'm a communist and I don't want to be. I want to be a freedom-loving person, and everyone should have the right to make their own medical decisions for themselves. What a concept. Oh, it fires me up that these people push communism. There's so much more I could say. They don't even know what communism is. When the government has control over you, and that's what the vaccine passport does, complete control over whether you can even go to a store or not, that's pure communism. And they can change it at any time. You might be satisfying their vaccine passport because you went and got the vaccine now. But what if they tell you you've got to take 10 shots all in one day? I'm just exaggerating, obviously. Or your vaccine passport doesn't count. See, you're a slave. You have to do whatever they can in order to do what you think is freedom. But you're not free, you're a slave. You have to obey the government to be allowed to do something. That's communism. If I have to obey the government to be allowed to do something, then I'm living in communism. So every single person that wants a vaccine passport or lives with a vaccine passport and uses one, you are a communist and you don't even know it. You are a communist. You should be fighting against communism, but you're too scared to live in freedom. People who are too scared to have freedom shouldn't even live in America. They should leave and go live where governments control every aspect of your life. America's not for you, because then freedom is not for you. You can't take the risk of freedom, then you don't deserve to live here. Leave, please leave, but you won't. You want to be little leeches who suck off of everybody else's freedom, who created America to be great, leech onto it, suck its wealth out, and then destroy it with communism. Do you think America's going to stay the way it is with your vaccine passports? America will collapse. The farther we go down this road into communism, the quicker it will be will collapse, and you're 100% to blame, you vaccine passport people. Every vaccine passport person will be to blame for the destruction of it. You're to blame for what we're seeing in America's economy right now. You're to blame. It's your fault. 100% your fault for following evil communist tyrants who are telling you what to do instead of believing in freedom. It's your fault. You're not innocent. Your compliance is actually evil towards my freedoms and to other people's freedoms. Your compliance to illegal vaccine passports that destroy the Constitution, by obeying that, you're burning my constitutional rights. You are. And I do nothing to you. They make you afraid of me, like you're going to get sick and die because I don't give up my constitutional rights and burn them. And you're brainwashed into believing that I'm your enemy, the person who would give you freedom to do whatever you want. I'm the enemy, and the government who sucked every freedom you have away, you're supporting them and saying, not only am I a slave, but how dare those other people out there who don't act like slaves, make them slaves too. That's what you are. I have to put it this way because people don't even know that's who they are. I can't stand people not knowing what they are. Look, if you know you're a communist and you say, I like communism, I believe in communism, then okay. You're voting, vote for the Democrat Party, vote for liberalism, support globalism, because that's what you believe in, communism. But how dare you say you believe in freedom and support all of this crap? You don't believe in freedom. You don't even know what you are. I can't stand people who can't stand up and admit what they are. You can't admit what you are. You can't. I admit what I am, an anti-communist, freedom-loving constitutionalist. That's what I am. No one can say that I'm lying about that. I live that. I live that. What do you live? You vaccine passport people, you live communism and then try to lie and say you're one of us. You're not one of us. I want you to be one of us. Please change. Please. I hope you do change. But just admit what you are. Stop being wimps. You know, the left is so wimpy. They always hide. Every single Democrat politician is a communist right now, and they all hide and pretend like they're not. Little wusses. Why don't you just say you're a communist, you little wuss bags? You can't even come out. Look how scared they are of us. They can't even admit to the American people what they really are. They're too wussy to do it. They have to lie and say they're not communists as they practice communism. Look at how wimpy they are. You're wimps. You're wimps. You can't even say what you are. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable that people follow the wuss bags in this country who can't even admit that they're open communists who want to destroy America. Why can't you admit that, Democrats who are running for political offices? Why can't you admit what you are? Admit what you are. Also admit that you kill babies and you love it. Admit that too. Oh, what? What, is that too evil? Is that, oh no, I said something that hurt you. You gotta change it quick because it's the truth and you can't face who you are in the mirror. I'm gonna take a mirror up to the Democrat Party and say, you're a communist. Look at you. Look at you. You're a communist. That's what the mirror says. You kill babies in the womb. That's what the mirror says. That's you. You run around and then the ugliness of your inside, you paint yourself up and dress nice and try to act like you're a good person. You're not. You're not a good person. And you need to admit that. And you need to repent from your sins and turn to Jesus. Because you know how many good intended people who think they're doing good things end up in hell? All of them. All of them. Every single person who ends up in hell thinks that they had some sort of goal or good intention. They couldn't admit that they were a sinner. They couldn't admit that they were wrong. They couldn't admit that Satan deceives them. They couldn't admit that they fall into sin. And when you can't admit that, you end up in hell. So admit that you're wrong. But do Democrats ever admit they're wrong? If they do, they no longer become Democrats. That's what happens. If you admit you're wrong, you will not be a Democrat anymore. You will all of a sudden start to wake up and change. How many people am I changing with this? Most won't make it through if they're a Democrat, but some do. Very few. People who are not truly hardcore liberals, who have just blindly voted the Democrat Party way because their parents did and that's what they were told to do, those people wake up. They do. Hardcore liberals don't. They're communists. Hardcore liberals deep down know they're communists, but they're wimps and are too afraid to tell the American people that they're communists because they also know the American people would reject them. All right. I want to give you a cut, though, of talking about the vaccines. Besides the vaccine passports being communism, how about this? The over-vaccination could create a public health emergency. And I really, really believe that it will, because the animal studies have pre-warned that over-vaccination will cause the immune enhancement to happen in people's bodies. And when you have that, you're going to be susceptible to the next round. Now, Dr. Peter Navarro was on War Room and he talked about this. Now, remember, Dr. Peter Navarro was in the Trump administration as one of the people who pushed to get the vaccines out there. But even though he was one of those people, he knows that because Dr. Malone, the guy who invented the mRNA vaccine technology that people are receiving, the guy who invented it, is warning that the over-vaccination is going to be the public health emergency. That's what Dr. Peter Navarro talks about right here. Listen.
We're in a public health emergency because the Fauciites are adopting policies which are going to kill Americans.
Oh, wow.
Two ways.
You're saying for the vaccines.
The universal vax policy will kill Americans.
Wow.
And the suppression of continued suppression of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectins, and therapeutics as the rational way.
You think the over-vaccination, the vaccination of the people that should not be vaccinated, the non-targeted segments, you think that's a public health emergency?
But Dr. Malone does, the inventor of the RNA technology. I do, and we've made the argument twice in the best paper in this town, the Washington Times, that if you go to universal vax, you remember the vax is a limited number, small number of spike proteins. It gives you a very narrow set of immunities. And if you universally vaccinate everyone and the virus mutates to attack the vaccinated, then you can wipe out the human race if everybody's vaccinated. It's very, very dangerous.
All right. What he just said there is true. And that it's how it would work if it was a biological weapon. He's acting like this would happen as a possibility just through the virus mutating. That's going to be their cover story, folks, if this were to happen. I can't guarantee you if this is going to happen, but I will guarantee you this. If the vaccine, the people who are vaccinated, all start dying off, and they will say it's, you know, another variant, they'll never say it's because of the spike proteins and the new virus is going to cause your body to actually attack, and because the vaccine changes your blood cells and gives them spike protein, your blood cells will actually be attacked by your own immune system. This is not me. The best qualified doctors have said this. I've played them in other shows. The spike proteins that you've heard about will connect to your blood cells. If your antibodies and you get immune enhancement syndrome start to think that your blood cells with the spike proteins are the enemy, and it could take another virus to trigger this, then the immune enhancement causes your body to, your immune system is enhanced to attack yourself. That's what it's really doing. It sounds like it's a positive thing. You're enhancing your immunity. No, you're enhancing your immunity to attack yourself. Now, how do I know this can happen? The animal studies for SARS-CoV-1 showed this happening in almost all animal tests, and when the animals all died, and all of them did in some of the studies, as far as I know, when they died, it wasn't because the virus mutated and then the animals caught new virus. The lab gave and released a new virus into these animals to see what would happen, and immune enhancement happened. Their own bodies in the animals attacked themselves until they died. They got so sick. Because remember, the symptoms of sickness is your body fighting. So when you get the fever and stuff, that's your immune system fighting off a sickness, and that's why you get those symptoms. But if it's enhanced and it's doing it to your own blood cells and stuff, you could even die. I don't think it would wipe out the entire population. I think it would wipe out people who can't handle an enhanced sickness. Not a normal sickness, but a sickness that is probably the worst sickness worst flu-like, cold-like sickness you had. If you're super healthy, I think you would just get really, really, really sick and then recover. That's what I think would happen. I don't even know for sure. But the animal study shows that they would die. This is not unexpected. What Dr. Peter Navarro is saying, they're worried about this naturally occurring. Not as a biological weapon, naturally occurring. I worry that this is a biological weapon. That because the animal studies showed China that, hey, if you introduce a virus, then do a vaccine, then you can introduce a new virus and it will only wipe out those who are vaccinated. That's what the animal study showed. They introduced a virus, SARS, I believe, SARS COVID-1, and remember, COVID-19 is SARS COVID-2. They introduced the animals to SARS-1, then they gave them a vaccine, and then they introduced a new virus, and when the new virus, and it was a year or two later, when they introduced the new virus, the animals all died. So China knows this because that's what their study showed. Now, if you want to wage a biological warfare, since your animal studies just proved to you, wow, I can use a vaccine. If I can get people to take a certain vaccine, I introduce one virus, get people to take a vaccine, then I can have the second virus designed perfectly to attack those people who got vaccinated, just like the animals did. I mean, the animals didn't get a choice of whether to receive the vaccine or not. They were forced. But that's what the mRNA vaccine studies in animals showed. They showed that if you get it and they release something similar, you may die. That's not me saying this. The animal study said this. When I tell people this, they don't believe it. And I don't know why. You can look this up. Of course, in this day and age, they try to block all information on this kind of stuff. So good luck. But there's tons of doctors who have talked about this. Look up any doctor that has talked about immune enhancement. When you see anybody talking about the immune enhancement, any doctor talking about it, they will talk about the animal study trials. That's how they know this occurs. It isn't because they're guessing. It happened in the animals. Now, humans are different than animals. I admit this. And therefore, just because all the animals died doesn't mean all humans would die, because humans' immune system is not the same. And it's not, it does, just because something happens to an animal doesn't mean it'll happen the exact same way to humans. So there's hope for that. All I'm saying is this is that the lab studies showed a perfect way to evil communist people in China or evil globalists like Dr. Fauci, showed them you can do a controlled biological weapon. And you can pick and choose, basically, if you wanted to, pick and choose through vaccines who will be harmed and who will not. This is scientific fact that they can do this because the animal study showed it. That's not my opinion. The question is, are they doing that? That's the question. It isn't, can they do it? They can. They absolutely can. The question is, did they design the vaccine to do that? Did they design the vaccine to create immune enhancement knowing that they could release something later? That's the question. Are they that evil? Are they doing that? Would China do it? It doesn't even have to be your own government, folks. Would China have a plan to do that? Is China evil enough to do that? And if the answer in your head is yes, they're evil enough to do it, then why would you play Russian roulette with a vaccine instead of saying, I'll take my chances with COVID-19 that has a 99.7% survival rate, meaning if you're healthy, you ain't gonna die of COVID-19. So how about get the immunity naturally, which is better than the vaccine, and you don't have to worry about whether I'm right or wrong about the vaccine. Isn't that simple? And now some of you are saying, well, it's too late. They forced me to get a vaccine. I already got the vaccine. I do think the vaccine won't last forever. I do think that. So if I was you, I would never go back and get a booster. I would never do that. If you've already survived the first round of vaccines and you didn't have any negative consequences to it, count yourself lucky, because millions of people have had negative consequences. Our own VAERS system says there's been, I believe, it's probably higher than this now, 2.5 million adverse effects. 2.5 million adverse effects. Self-reported. Understand this. The VAERS system is self-reported. How many people had an adverse effect from the vaccine and didn't report it? How many people had an adverse effect that didn't affect until 3 months later and they just think it's coincidence and they don't even blame it on a vaccine and didn't report it? Millions and millions more. So I can confidently say, if millions have reported adverse effects and it's the lowest number you could possibly, because it's self-reporting system, that's going to be the lowest number you can find, then I can safely say, I easily would say, what, 5% of people with adverse effects from a vaccine would self-report to the VAERS? Maybe 5%? You could not just double, triple, quadruple the number and still be under. Still be under. So millions and millions of people have adverse effects. I know people that have had adverse effects from the vaccine. Personally, I know people. I bet you know people too. And if I know people and you know people, that means everybody knows somebody. That's what that would be. If you're watching this and you're saying, yeah, I know people too, then that means everybody does. And that means it is way bigger than you even know. And I don't even think that's the intent of the vaccine. I don't think the intent of the vaccine is to give people blood clots. It does, but I don't think it's the intent. I think that's just a negative consequence. I think the intent, this is my theory, I can't prove it, but the animal studies is why I think this. So why would they do this when the animal studies say this is what will happen? I think the intent is for immune enhancement, where you get sick, you get the vaccine, but it sits dormant until the final release, and you don't know you have immune enhancement until that similar virus, as Dr. Navarro says, a mutated virus is what he's thinking, but a similar virus comes and gets you. That's what I would be worried about. That's what I think the intent is, because this all came from China and Dr. Fauci, who's an evil globalist who doesn't care about people at all. He wants depopulation of the earth. He has to, because he's a globalist. He wouldn't be part of the group. They wouldn't approve him. He wouldn't have his job where he is if the globalists haven't approved him. I know what the globalists believe. They believe that climate change, and Dr. Fauci has even said this, climate change is the biggest danger, and that means the population must be reduced to save the planet. So when Dr. Fauci talks about climate change, you know he's a depopulation guy. Just know that. That tells you right there he is. He wouldn't have his job if he wasn't. He'd be out of there. They'd get rid of him. He does what they want. He lies and says whatever they want him to say, even if it's against science. He originally told the truth about the masks, not knowing that the globalists wanted the masks as a test to see if society would obey. So Dr. Fauci's on record on, I believe it was 60 Minutes, talking about masks not working because the science, he knew for a fact, shows masks don't work. It can't block a virus. If you can breathe through your mask, you can't block the virus. It's too small. It'll go right through. Fauci knew that and was basically saying that. And then the globalists came to him and said, you shouldn't have said that. We want people. We're testing this out. We need everyone to wear masks. We got to see how well people obey. And we need to see how many people give away all their rights. So go out there and say masks work and make people wear masks. And let's see how many we can get to do it. How many people will obey? How many people will give away all their constitutional rights out of fear? We need to know. We got to see who's going to resist us and who's not. We got to see what the percentages are. So Fauci said, oh, okay. And then he went out and said, mask work. You know what? Wear two masks. Always remember this. Remember when Fauci said wear two masks? Do you not realize that when they told you the first masks work, then they came back and said you need to wear two masks? When they said you need to wear two masks, Fauci just told you he lied to you about the first mask, because he said the first mask is all you need and it will work. Science proves it. That's what he was trying to say. Then he later said one mask isn't enough, two masks. So you lied. You said one mask works, Fauci. Now you say you have to have two masks. You see, he's a liar. He's scum. Folks, I want you to wake up. And I think most of you who watch these videos are. Try to get other people to wake up. Share it with people. Go to The New American. Share all that information at The New American to get people to wake up. Check out all the shows at The New American as well. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out thenewamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine that can arrive to your home. So that's awesome. But you can also daily at the website get new stuff every single day when you go to thenewamerican.com. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe.